25th, Thomas Carter.
It took 7 days for Visalia to get back in the win column, but yesterday a dominant win against the Stockton Ports. Final score 7-3. Tonight we turn the page to the final day of the month of July as we get ready for the final full month of the regular season for game two of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Stockton Ports. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Alongside Justin Brown, I'm Joey Gonzalez here ready for this midweek matchup here on this Wednesday night. And Justin, yesterday, a good feeling for the Rawhide to get back in the win column.
Yes, Joey, the Rawhide started clicking offensively yesterday. The runners in scoring position a lot better yesterday, 4-for-7. And there were a lot of highlights yesterday, especially from Anderson Rojas, a player that got his fourth home run of the year, his first since July 20th. And Joey, I could go into the score of this game and the innings. You talk about how things started. It started off with the Ports. Nick Schwartz, he had that RBI single to left field in the top of the fifth. Got some runs on for the Ports, but the Rawhide took a lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. We saw Angel Ortiz single to left. We had Jones walked, and then Anderson Rojas had a three-run homer to right field and gave the Rawhide a 3-2 lead. And Joey, in the bottom of the sixth, you saw Terrine advance to second base off of a fielding error after getting a single. Grisantes singles it well, scoring Terrine, and then Jones with a sack fly. So, Joey, Rawhide got into their offensive groove that we've been used to them seeing. They had some difficulty at Diamond Stadium.
Yeah, it was a Rawhide team who they had opportunities to score runs, but just so few and in-between hits when it came to runners in scoring position. But you also got to give credit to the pitching staff as well. Nate Savinos records his second longest out of the season following his previous high, four innings of work over. Last two outings, eight innings of work, and yesterday just two earned runs.
Yeah, Joey, a good improvement from Nate Savino. His arm is starting to last longer in the ball games, as we've seen from him, and also got a shout-out Penny Olitano and Eric Dominguez for their work in the rest of the game. New additions to the bullpen for the Rawhide. Penny Olitano gets his first win of the year, and Eric Dominguez gets his first save as well.
Olitano, Dominguez have been one of the newer arms added to this Rawhide bullpen, and they've been a great addition as well. And tonight we'll look forward to the left-hander Wilkin Paredes, but we'll talk about him a little bit more when we come back. Game two of the six-game series is coming up next. When we come back, we will talk about the California League standings. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Get ready for the second game of this six-game series here in downtown Visalia. And with that, Justin, let's go through the California League standings.
Yes, Joey, Lake Elsinore, the Storm atop of the pack with an 18-13 record. Tied with them as well is Rancho Cucamonga in second place with 18-13. Visalia, they're in third place, 16-15 overall in the second half standings. And Inland Empire, they stand in last place in the South Division with a 12-19 record on a four-game losing streak.
Big win for Visalia yesterday. They pick up the win, and the two teams in front of them, the Lake Elsinore Storm and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, both suffering losses. So Visalia picks up a whole game as they are down now two games in third place.
Yes, Joey, the climb to second place or first for the Rawhide to get in the playoffs. Now, Joey, looking at the North Division, the San Jose Giants, they're 21-10 overall and get a big win over Rancho yesterday. And you're looking at second in the North Division, Modesto, 16-15 overall. And third is the Fresno Grizzlies, 12-19 overall. And Stockton, the Ports enter today 11-20 in the second half of the season.
Well, yeah, Justin, it's an important Rawhide series right here. We talked about it entering the day. The Stockton Ports team is worse than the California League. You got to win 4 out of 6 or more.
Yeah, Joey, this is a series that it's a proving ground for the Rawhide. If you think you're a playoff potential team, you're supposed to get wins against teams statistically that you're favored against. Stockton, a team that struggled to get wins all season, and right now they're tied for the lowest amount with Inland, 37 wins right now in fourth place. So, yeah, Joey, this is a must-win series for the Rawhide if they want to get into the playoffs.
This is a Rawhide team who is 26-22 at home. Meanwhile, for Stockton, they are 17-24 on the road. Let's step aside, and when we come back, we'll preview today's starting pitchers. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Justin Brown and Joey Gonzalez with you as we get ready for first pitch here at Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. And we'll get ready for the starting pitchers. We'll start off first with the home team, the Visalia Rawhide.
Yes, Joey, the southpaw Wilkin Paredes will be on the mound. He's the 6'2", 180-pound lefty from Dominican Republic. And Joey, looking at his numbers, 3 wins, 5 losses on the year, his 11th start, sporting a 7.74 ERA, and in 47 innings of work, he's given up 42 earned runs, 46 strikeouts, and 14 walks.
Meanwhile, in his second year in Stockton, in his junior tour, he comes in 6'6", 200, the 24-year-old right-hander from Havana, Cuba. 1-3 with a 5.68 ERA, appearing in his 20th game of the year. It'll be his 9th start. 63 and a third innings of work, 64 strikeouts and 27 walks.
So, Joey, this game really going to have to come down to the pitching. We saw last night, Nate Savino did good things. Now, Wilkin Paredes, looking at his last performance he had in 3 innings of work at Lake Elsinore last week, gave up 8 hits, 5 earned runs, 2 walks, and only 3 strikeouts, Joey. Looking for some improvement from him in this game, he is.
Yeah, you got to have some improvement. As of lately, they've had their struggles, including that outing on July 13th against Lake Elsinore, where he allowed 10 runs in that ball game. So improvements to be made from Wilkin Paredes, but as we know, he is a strike thrower.
Yeah, Joey, he is a strike thrower. You look at his numbers at home, 23 strikeouts on the year, and you talk about that game against Lake Elsinore earlier in July. His July record, 12.10 ERA, 20 hits, given up 13 runs, and only 5 strikeouts in the month of July. So, Joey, 18 strikeouts coming before the month of July, looking to get into that category again.
Trying to get back to the strikeout category, get strikeouts early in this ball game against this visiting Stockton Ports team. Visalia 45-51 overall. Meanwhile, in the second half, reminder 16-15. Meanwhile, for Stockton 37-58. They are 11-20 in the second half. We get ready for game number 97 of 131. You can listen to the game live right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. And as you can all season long, you can watch the game live on the MILB app, the Valley Live app as well. And for today's Wednesday ball game, you can watch it live on MyTV 53. First pitch starting at 6:30 p.m. We'll step aside for the national anthem. And when we come back, we'll have the starting lineup from Valley Strong Ballpark. Enjoy the game, everybody. We'll talk soon. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. Alongside Justin Brown, I'm Joey Gonzalez, and Justin, the Rawhide looking to capture two straight to begin this series.
Yes, Joey, the Rawhide, a huge win yesterday to turn their momentum around. Going into yesterday's game, 5 straight losses, and an offensive showing yesterday really helped the Rawhide respond, Joey.
Well, let's get ready to look at tonight's starting lineups here for the Stockton Ports.
Yes, Joey, leading things off for the Stockton Ports is the DH, Clark Elliott. Batting second is the left fielder, Nelson Beltran. At right, batting third is Darlin Montero. At cleanup is the shortstop, Miles Naylor. Batting fifth is the third baseman, Derek Salum.
Get ready for the first pitch on the way. That one is on the outside corner. Strike one. We'll continue going.
Yes, Joey, batting sixth is the catcher, Carlos Amaya. Batting seventh is Elvis Rio, the second baseman. Batting eighth is Joseph Rodriguez. And batting ninth is Mario Gomez.
Thank you very much, Justin. Second pitch of the at-bat on the way from Wilkin Prades, and that one is outside for ball one, one and one. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. The pitch on the way from Wilkin Prades, and that one is a little bit low, and the count will now move to two and one. Two balls and a strike with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Wilkin Prades. Here's the deal. And that one is in there for strike number two.
So Prades talked about his last game was in at Lake Elsinore. Gave up three innings of work. He had eight hits, five earned runs, two walks, and only three strikeouts.
Two balls, two strikes with no outs. Here's the pitch to Clark Elliott. And that one is lifted into left center field, racing over the left fielder, Angel Ortiz. And with plenty of time to make the grab, he's there for out number one. So one down here in the inning as we get ready to talk about the numbers here for Wilkin Prades in 2024.
Yes, Joey, on the air so far, three wins, five losses, a 7.74 ERA. It is 11th start of the year. He has a 65 hits, 42 earned runs, 14 walks, and 46 strikeouts.
That's the numbers for Prades. The pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. The count now 0-1. Continue to look at the numbers for Prades with that 7.74 ERA. The 0-1 deal on the way, swung on and missed, 0-2.
And last time he was pitching on the mound here in Valley Strong Ballpark, Joey, that was July 5th. You talk about a game where he gave up 10 runs off of 12 hits. So looking to improve his performance in Valley Strong.
0-2 pitch on the way from Prades, and that one is fouled off to the right side. The count will remain 0-2. But you go back to that outing last time at Valley Strong Ballpark. It was an offense in former Rancho that was all over Prades.
Yeah, Joey, the Rawhide really couldn't respond in that game, but Prades did the best he could.
That pitch downstairs for ball one, one and two. A ball game that Visalia sub five hits in that ball game.
Yeah, Joey, not a lot of hits in that game for the Rawhide, but only one came from Angel Ortiz against Joe Kelly.
1-2 pitch on the way. That one is fouled directly backwards, so Nelson Beltran will stay alive in the at-bat. One ball, two strikes, one away. Angel Ortiz, he's been a guy who's had success so far this season against Major League rehabbers. One ball, two strikes, one away. Here's the deal from Prades, and that one is outside for ball two, two and two. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Prades will stare down Nelson Beltran to get ready for the pitch. Here's the fire, and that one hits the left side, but however, it will land left. You look at yesterday's ball game. Nate Savino tied a career long four innings of work. It wasn't until inning number four that he would give up the first hit of the ball game. It would be two hits in inning number four. So two balls, two strikes, one away. Prades will stare down Beltran to get ready for the pitch. The deal from the windup, and that pitch once again grounded off to the left side.
Hey Joe, you look at the last eight innings for Wilkin Prades, and in those last eight innings, Joey, given up 16 hits and over eight earned runs, looking to improve it. And if you're counting the game before that, Joey, that's another 10 earned runs and 12 hits. So Wilkin Prades, not the best month of July, looking to have a performance just like Savino yesterday.
So far in the month of July, Prades on a three-game losing streak. The 0-2 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball three, three and two. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Prades will stare down Beltran. Here's the payoff pitch on the way, and that one is right down the middle. Strike three called, and Nelson Beltran will be rung up for the first time in the ballgame, and there's one away.
A good strikeout there for Prades. Get into the groove. You look at yes, last game for him, only three strikeouts. So only one here so far. We'll see if he can get to those numbers today.
A strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141 as that pitch is upstairs and in there for a strike 0-1. Darlin Montero batting 246, three home runs, 17 RBIs on the season, and that pitch is swung on and missed, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Brady's will stare down Montero. He'll get ready for the pitch. Kenny Castillo will set up on the left side corner. Here's the pitch. That one's lifted into left field. Angel Ortiz will come in two steps with the shades on, and he's underneath it for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Three up, three down frame from Wilkin Brady's. We head to the bottom of the first, where we'll see the Rawhide offense for the first time tonight. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing...
I've turned it down.
ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com and MyTV 53. Gonzalo Luis will lead things off here in the bottom half of the first inning. And that one is fouled off to the left side, so the count now 0-1.
Yancel Luis on the year so far, 101 hits. That's second in the entire California League.
Get ready for the pitch from Yancel Luis. Here's the deal. And that one is fouled off to the left side, so the count now 0-2.
Yancel Luis hitting 279, 101 hits, 41 RBIs on the year.
So he's the batter's timeout. Step out of the batter's box, quickly falling behind in the count 0-2. Luis will have the steer down. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Elvis Rijo. His throw to first base in time. One quick out in the inning as we get ready to look at the starting batting order for the Rawhide.
Leading things off for the Rawhide is the third baseman, Yancel Luis. At batting second is the shortstop, Christopher Torin. Batting third is the second baseman, Demetrio Crisantes. Batting cleanup is Angel Ortiz at left field. Batting fifth is Drew Jones, the DH. Batting sixth is Kenny Castillo, the catcher.
Pitch on the way. That one is inside for ball one, 1-0.
Batting seventh is the center fielder, Anderson Rojas. Batting eighth is Modifi Marte at first. And batting ninth is Jefferson Pena at right field.
Pitch on the way from Junior Tour, and now a swing and a miss for Tureen, and the count is now 1-1 with one away. Junior Tour, a quick ground out to Yancel Luis to get him out of the first out of the inning, and now that pitch on the way is in there for strike number two. One ball, two strikes, one away. Tureen so far on the year batting .242, three home runs and 35 RBIs. Here's the pitch from Tour, and that one is inside for ball two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Here's a steer down from Tour, the pitch on the way. And that one is down the middle. Strike three called, and Junior Tour will have his first strikeout of the ballgame. There's two down here in the inning.
Junior Tour, a lot of good control on that pitch there. Catches Torin swinging. We get a chance to look at the replay there on that pitch. See it released from his arm and just right inside for a fastball, keeping him looking.
Freezes Torin on that pitch, and now the 2-out delivery on the way, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, two away, the pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-0. Mitcher Grisanta's batting .357, four home runs and 17 RBIs. Here's the fire from Tour, and that one is foul tipped by Grisanta's, and the count is now 2-1.
It's wild you say four home runs for Grisanta's, a guy that's been on the team for almost over little more than a month, for him to have those numbers.
Pitch on the way to Grisanta's, and that count now moves to 3-1. Major Grisanta's, the 19-year-old out of Arizona. 3-1 pitch on the way, and that one is lifted into right field. Dropping quickly, racing over is Darlin Montero in right. That one will land in fair territory. Grisanta's will go over to second base. It will bounce out of play and into the pasture out in right field, and it will be a ground rule double. And first of the game is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special.
Ooh. A good swing there by Grisanta's, a very simple play. Able to get to second off that one, hitting the dirt by the infield line, but good play there. And now some offense, two outs on the board.
So now a two-out runner in scoring position for Angel Ortiz. Junior Tour will glance over at second base before he gets ready for his delivery. Angel Ortiz batting .266 with four home runs and 31 RBIs on the season. And now that pitch is fouled backwards, and the count is now 0-1.
Yeah, he hits .233 with runners in scoring position, two outs, also 10 RBIs on the season as well in that situation.
0-1 with two away here for Ortiz. You see Drew Jones in the background waiting on deck. Tour glances at second base. Here's his pitch. That one will drop in for a base hit. Rounding third base to beat Drew Grisanta's. The ball will be thrown home. Eventually be cut off by the third baseman, Derek Salome. And now Angel Ortiz will go to second. Everybody will end up being safe. And all of a sudden, it's a 1-0 ball game here in the bottom half of the first inning.
A beautiful swing there by Angel Ortiz. Now improving it to 11 RBIs in this situation. Beautiful hit there, allowing Grisanta's to get home. And, Joey, the defense for the Ports really lagging out there, it seems, today.
Oh, just places it perfectly out there in left center field, perfectly over the head of the shortstop, Miles Naylor. It forced Nelson Beltran to come in, and with the speed that Grisanta's has, he scores easily. And then the throw home eventually leads to Angel Ortiz going to second base. So an RBI single for Angel Ortiz. Now the pitch on the way to Drew Jones, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. One ball, one strike with two away. You see Angel Ortiz standing over at second base. Upcoming pitch on the way from Junior Tour to Drew Jones. A guy who's batting .276 with five home runs and 43 RBIs. A swing and a miss there will now make the count 1-1. Drew Jones, Rawhide RBI leader right here, looking to make it a two-run ball game. Give Visalia their third hit of the inning. And now that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. One ball, or two balls, one strike with two away. Junior Tour continues to glance over at second. The pitch on the way, and that one is inside for a ball. And the count is out 3-1.
Joey, Drew Jones hitting above .300 with runners in scoring position, two outs on the board. Also 15 RBIs, makes him second on the team behind Yansel Lease's 17.
3-1 with two way. Jones trying to present those numbers right here as that one will go in there for a strike 3-2.
And he also receives a lot of walks. No one wants to give him a pitch across the zone. You see, leads the team with runners in scoring position, two outs with walks, 12 on the season so far.
Three balls, two strikes, two away. Here's the pitch from Tour. And that one right down the middle to Drew Jones. And he'll be rung up for the final out of the inning. So Visalia gets a run off of two hits, one error, and one runner left on base. We're through one inning of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, CA. The Rawhide 1, the Port 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in-the-shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. The pitch on the way from Prady's, and that one is in there for a ball number one, 1-0. So one ball and no strikes here for Prady's as he gets ready to face Miles Naylor. 4, 5, and 6 due up. The pitch on the way, and that one is ripped left, and the count now 1-1.
Yeah, Miles Naylor, someone hitting .208 on the season, only .194 against lefties, only has 9 RBIs in that situation compared to the 44 that he's gotten on the season.
Look at some of the numbers for Miles Naylor, looking for his 10th homer of the year. 1-1 pitch, grounded to the left side. Yansel Oasis plays perfectly. Has tossed to first base in time, and there's one down here in the inning. And Prady's has retired the first 4 batters that he's faced. And we get ready to look at the starting defense for the Visalia Rawhide.
Yes, Joey, suited up at catcher is Kenny Castillo at first, Modifi Marte at second, Demetrio Crisantes at short, Taurean at third base, Yansel Luis at left field, Angel Ortiz at center, Anderson Rojas, and at right field, Jefferson Pena, the DH today, Drew Jones.
That pitch is in there for a strike. The count now 0-1. Derek Salome will get ready to step up to the plate. A guy who's batting .215 on the season with no home runs and 16 RBIs. The 0-1 deal on the way, and that one is downstairs for a ball. The count is now 1-1. One ball, one strike, one away. Here's the deal from Prady's, and that one is grounded off to the left side. And the count now 1-2.
Salome hitting better against lefties this season, .256 compared to his average of .215. 7 of his 16 RBIs came against southpaws this season.
One ball, two strikes, one away. Here's the upcoming pitch on the way from Prady's, and once again, Salome will ground this one over to the left side. They're seeing a lot of early swings from the Stockton team to begin this ball game. We'll see if they kind of make that adjustment as the ball game rolls on. A lot of these foul ball, ground balls over to the third base side, off the edge of the bat. 1-2 with one away. Here's the pitch from Prady's, and that one has popped up and out of play. Count remains static. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. One ball, two strikes, one away. And now Salome will use his batter's timeout as he gets ready to step out of the batter's box. Brady is as long as outing of the season, 5 innings of work. As that one's lifted into center field, underneath it will be Anderson Rojas, who'll come in. And it'll be underneath it for the grab. There's now 2 down in the inning.
See Anderson Rojas at center today for Drew Jones, who's at DH. And Anderson Rojas, just a reliable outfielder all season, really could get anywhere for your team.
Yeah, we saw Anderson Rojas yesterday in left field. We've seen him a lot on the infield this season. But as we mentioned in yesterday's broadcast, Anderson Rojas, a guy that moved all throughout the outfield last season, especially with Drew Jones being hurt. Rojas got a lot of time in the outfield. And then when Alvin Guzman went down with an injury in mid-July, that opened up the spot in center field for Anderson Rojas to kind of be that everyday regular center fielder. And now that's where you see him today. 0-1 pitch on the way. And that one swung on and missed, 0-2. And Justin, the only positions we haven't seen Rojas at, first base, catcher, pitcher. Outside of that, Rojas has played practically every position in the field.
Yeah, he's a jack of all trades. You see him out there with his shades by the 405.
But yeah, Joey, really good player. Also really good offensively. 27 stolen bases leads the team in that category.
Not to mention the home run yesterday. 0-2 pitch on the way, and that one is bounced low for ball one, 1-2.
Yeah, that home run gives him his fourth one of the season and his first one since July 21st against Inland Empire.
There's a look at yesterday's home run, a ball that landed near that right field foul pole. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here's a pitch from Paredes, and that one is lifted into center field. Anderson Rojas will turn the shoulder, racing back towards the wall. He's going to look up, and it is going to bounce off the camera well in center field. A solo home run for Carlos Amaya, his first of the season. And just like that, Stockton ties up the ballgame 1-1 in the top half of the second inning.
What a great home run there. Found a nice piece of contact on that pitch from Paredes. And Joey, what a moment for Carlos Amaya, his first single A home run with the porch. You see this swing there, that one's going straight to the trees, Joey. No way that's coming back.
Yeah, you see Paredes throw the slider there, and that ball just hung upstairs like an ornament on a Christmas tree, and takes advantage of that one as that pitch misses inside for ball one, 1-0.
Hung up like a car sin, huh, Joey?
So you can say that, yeah, whatever way you want to describe it as. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the right side. The count now 1-1. That ball brought to you by Vision Glassworks. Give them a call today at 559-747-2000 for a free quote today. One ball, one strike, two away. Brady's 34th pitch of the ball game fouled off to Giddings, and the count now 1-2. Talk about Elvis Rijo, a guy who's batting 208. No home runs and 19 RBIs so far on the year.
And Joey, against lefties this season, only a solo RBI. One RBI coming from him, only hitting 174 against lefties this season.
Very interesting to know on the fact that he's a left-on-right hitter, and now that one's lifted into left field. Racing backwards is Angel Ortiz. He's looking up towards the wall, but he's able to leap up and make the grab with his toes touching the dirt of the warning track, and the inning will come to a conclusion. First hit of the ball game is the first run of the ball game for Stockton. A solo home run from Carlos Amaya sends his ball game to the bottom half of the second inning. Ports 1, Rawhide 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase. Todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. We move to the bottom half of the second inning, and Kenny Castillo will lead things off here in the bottom half of the frame. Kenny Castillo, Anderson Rojas, Modifio Marte, 6, 7, and 8 do up as that pitch is inside Kenny for ball number one.
And Joey, Kenny Castillo yesterday, a part of that late offense, had an RBI single in the top bottom of the eighth.
Swing and a miss there. The count now 1-1.
You saw him get a home run as well in that series against Lake Elsinore in the Sunday's game. So some offense has been good for him recently.
1-1 pitch down foul directly backwards to the count now 1-2. You talk about that home run on Sunday, and you wondered if that would be enough to kind of get the Rawhide closer to the finish line and make a comeback in that ball game. However, it would be just a few innings later that Lake Elsinore would put together four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning that would ultimately lead to an 8-6 win on Sunday.
Very tough loss for the Rawhide.
1-2 pitch on the way, and Kenny Castillo fouled that one backwards. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. So one ball, two strikes with no outs. Junior Tour will steer down Kenny Castillo, the pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-2. Kenny Castillo batting .296, three home runs, 42 RBIs on the season, and now Kenny will foul that one off to the left side once again. To the outfielder, Nelson Beltran go to scoop it up out there in left field as we get ready to resume play once again. Kenny Castillo taking his time, getting back into the batter's box. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way to Kenny Castillo, and that one has popped up backwards once again. So Kenny making it difficult here in this at-bat. He'll get ready for pitch number eight of the at-bat.
A lot of pitches in this one.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Tour. Kenny Castillo will lift that one into center field, but plays perfectly is a center fielder, Joseph Rodriguez. There's one down in the inning as we get ready to look at the numbers for Junior Tour in 2024.
Yeah, Joey on the year so far with the Ports. A 3 wins, 5 losses, a 6.06 ERA. His 9th start of the year, and Joey within 95 innings of work, he's given up 64 runs and 111 strikeouts.
Anderson Rojas will foul that one directly backwards. The count now 0-1. No balls and a strike here with one away. Anderson Rojas, the guy batting .249, 5 home runs, 38 RBIs, one of three different Rawhide players who has 30-plus RBIs on the season. I mentioned earlier, Drew Jones, obviously the RBI leader. Anderson Rojas with that 38 as well. You got Yancel Luis in the mix as well. 1-1 pitch, and that was fouled directly backwards, 1-2.
And don't forget, the Equity Group Saloon is wide open for fans today. So if you want to go to a place that has...
One ball, two strikes, one away. We talk about Anderson Rojas, a speedy guy, a guy who's got good offensive abilities as well. But this is also a guy with a very good arm as well that's been displayed on the infield throughout the year. 1-2 pitch on the way. He's able to dodge out of the way of that pitch, and the count now 2-2.
Yeah, that one almost get him in the ankles there. Got to watch out. But, yeah, Joey, Rojas just been such a good piece for this team, especially in the second half of the season.
2-2 pitch on the way. Rojas lifts that one into right field. Racing backwards is a right fielder, Darlin Montero. That one's going to drop in. And Anderson Rojas will be out for out number two as the ball lands over in that right field corner as you get ready to look at the starting defense for the Stockton Ports.
Suited up at catcher for the Ports, Carlos Amaya at first is Mario Gomez. At second, Elvis Rijo at short, Miles Naylor. At third, Derek Salam. At left field, Nelson Beltran. At center, Joseph Rodriguez. At right field, Darlin Montero. And at DH, you have Clark Elliott.
So now a two-way, the upcoming pitch on the way from Tour. That one will miss upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Modifi Marte, first time we'll see him in the series. There's a look at the defense once again as Darlin Montero just getting the put out a moment ago. That one fouled off to the right side.
I think of Modifi Marte last Tuesday, the first game against the Storm, helped them get a win with a four-hit night, also a homer for him in that ballgame.
1-1 with 2-A, the four-hit game that Justin mentioned. Modifi wasn't informed he would be in the starting lineup until about an hour before that Lake Elsinore game last week.
Yeah, Joey, really impressive the fact he was hot and ready. You can call him Little Caesar.
2-1 pitch on the way. Modifi Marte will foul that one off to the left side, 2-2. Modifi Marte ready to roll as soon as the name was called, and that's really all you can ask as a manager. Your guy's ready at all points of the season. The 2-2 pitch grounded up the middle. Junior Tour is able to get off the mound. He'll make the grab, and he'll step on over at first base, barely able to make the tag in time, and the inning comes to a conclusion. Junior Tour sits down on the Rawhide offense in order here in the bottom half of the second inning, and we move into inning number three, Visalia 1, Stockton 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. Over to the top half of the third inning, Joseph Rodriguez at the plate. First pitch on the way from Prady, saying that one is in there for a strike, 0-1.
And Joseph Rodriguez yesterday hitless, four strikeouts in his four appearances at the plate.
And Joseph Rodriguez, the guy is batting .227 on the year, two home runs and six RBIs. A pitch from Prady, that one misses downstairs for ball one, 1-1. Logan Paredes allowed just one hit so far in his first two innings of work. However, that lone hit, a solo home run from Carlos Amaya, the first single-A homer for the Stockton catcher. Two balls and a strike with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way. And that one is inside once again for ball three, 3-1. Logan Paredes looking to have another efficient inning here in the top half of the third inning. Three balls and a strike. Here's the deal from Wilkin. That one's lifted into center field. Racing backwards is Anderson Rojas once again. At the warning track, he'll leap up. He'll make the grab along the boarding out in center field. There's one down here in the inning.
Anderson Rojas showing you exactly why he's a great outfielder for the Rawhide. Running towards that Kona big wave sign. No problem for him to make that grab. Let's take a look at that replay here. He is running towards that wall. Has no looking at the wall. He's just looking over his shoulder, a big jump and a big catch there.
Well, we've talked about outfielders being familiar with their areas throughout the season. The pitch on the way, that one's in there for strike number one. It's Anderson Rojas. He's usually a corner outfielder for this Rawhide team, and I think if he plays a little bit more in time in center field, I think he realizes he's got a little bit more room than he did on that play rather than having to leap up. But still, nice play.
Yeah, Joe, he had to jump a little early there. He was not sure about the dimensions to the wall, but yes, we'll see him more in center. We'll see if he can get better later throughout the season.
0-2 with one away. Dimensions here at Valley Strong Ballpark, 320 to left and right field. Meanwhile, it is 405 to dead center. 0-2 with one away. Upcoming pitch on the way from Prades, and that one is swung on and lifted into left field. Should be fairly playable for Angel Ortiz. He turns a shoulder and retreats back about five steps for the grab, and there's now two down here in the inning.
G59.
Two quick outs begin this frame here for Prades. And now it brings up Clark Elliott to the plate for the second time in this ballgame. Last time we saw Elliott, a fly out into left field. He's making his debut here for the series. The first pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Elliott enters this ball game in an 18-game on-base streak that is tied for the ninth active on-base streak in all of the California League. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is fouled directly backwards, so the count is now 1-1.
Hitting .279 on the season, .229 against lefties, and Joey, 9 RBIs of his 16 coming against southpaws.
Trying to get take advantage of the left-on-left matchup right here. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Paredes, And that one is just inside below the knees for ball two, 2-1. Clark Elliott last week in their previous series against the Fresno Grizzlies, a week where he was 8-for-17. Tries to go for the check swing. Does he go around? The appeal over the first base umpire, Theo Arndt. And he says no good, so the count will now move to 3-1.
It's not easy to hit 8-for-17. That's above 500, Joey. What good numbers for this DH.
A really good week last week for Elliott, and now that pitch is outside for ball four. So a two-out walk here brings up Nelson Beltran to the plate.
Don't want to get in the habit of losing control of your pitches here. First walk of the ball game for Brady's.
That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So now you got Nelson Beltran at the plate. Last time out, he struck out looking. The upcoming deal on the way from Paredes as he holds at the belt. And that one is just outside for ball one, 1-0.
Number two, Nelson Beltran. Let's give you
I-24. Beltran last week, 5-for-17. You look at his ball game yesterday, an 0-for-2 ball game. However, he did score a run via a walk. He was also hit by a pitch. The 1-0 deal on the way. That one is downstairs for ball two, 2-0.
Is that too late to get your lucky number scorecards? Everybody's walking around on the grandstand selling those lucky number scorecards.
Beltran, RBI number 24 of the season, would score Clark Elliott and give Stockton their first lead of the series. Hit the lead now through 11 innings is out of that pitch. It's fouled backwards for strike number one.
Yeah, Beltran hitting .268 on the season against Southpaws. That's 35 points higher than he is this season on the average of .233. But, yeah, Joey, 12 RBIs for him as well against lefties.
Well, staying on the topic of left-handed pitchers, Nelson Beltran, 19 hits against lefties. That's the third most by this Ports team. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one's on the inside corner, so that one will go in there for strike number two. We got Darlin Montero who waits on deck between those two names. Montero and Beltran yesterday a combined 0-for-5. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Wilken Paredes will glance over at first base momentarily. The deal home off the edge of the bat. It'll be fielded by Crisantes. Bobbled his toss to first base, not in time. A routine play, and Crisantes unable to come up with it. And it will likely go down as an E4. And now runners on first and second with two away.
We haven't seen too many errors from Crisantes this season in the infield there. Ball just fobbles in his hand. You take a look at the replay, a ground ball routine play for Crisantes. But as he picks it up here, been like trying to transfer it to his other hand, he drops it on the ground and allows both runners to get on base safely.
It looked like one of those situations to where the infielder just lifts his head up right before they have the play. And now a balk against Wilken Paredes. So now you have runners at second and third now.
It's getting even easier now for the Ports to bring a run home. It's a tied ball game, two outs on the board. A balk here really puts the offense in a great situation to score.
So now the error starts to mount onto one another right here. You hope that Paredes can get out of it scoreless. The first pitch of the at-bat on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0.
You just gotta keep living, man.
The most common kind of relation you think of whenever players lifting their heads up early before tossing the play. Often you think about in football, the wide receiver starting to look down the field before they ever make that catch. A 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is lifted up on the right side. A chance to redeem himself as Crisantes is out in the outfield grass. He's underneath it, and he makes a grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Three flyouts in the frame for the Stockton Ports, and they strand two runners on base. We head to the bottom half of the third inning. Stockton 1, Visalia 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. We move to the bottom half of the third inning. And leading things off will be Jefferson Pena, followed by Yancel Luis and Christopher Torin, 9-1 and 2 duo. First pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. Jefferson Pena so far on the year, batting 211, with two home runs and 21 RBI so far in 2024. The 1-0 deal on the way, and Jefferson Pena will lift that one into center field. Joseph Rodriguez will come charging in, and the center fielder will be there for the grab. There's one down in the inning, and Junior Torres now sat down five straight.
Joey, if there was some wind blowing towards outfield right now, a dead American flag at center field right now in right field. So not a lot of wind there to push that one, just a simple pop-up play in the outfield.
Now brings up Yancel Luis to the plate. So far he grounded out in his first at-bat on just three pitches. That one will go in there for a strike, 0-1. Yancel Luis last week, 6-for-22. And pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-1. That 6-for-22 week, good enough to give him 101 hits so far in the year.
It's not every series you become the home run leader and the hitting leader in the same series for the team.
1-1 pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball 2-2-1. Yancel Luis was in that mix with those five home runs that a lot of the guys on this team seemed to possess, and Yancel Luis decided to take it himself. Ground ball to the right side. Once again to the second baseman, Riho, his throw to first base in time, so there's now two down in the inning. So now with two down, it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. And this is a guy who's been very patient at the plate, but you'd like to see a little bit more offense coming from the Rawhide shortstop.
Yeah, Joey, he has been patient for the team. You look at yesterday, Christopher Torin only had one walk, but looking at last series, Joey, he had a career-high four walks in that game against Lake Elsinore.
That pitch is outside for ball 1-1-0. Christopher Torin last week, 3-for-20. 3-for-20 at the plate. And we talk about yesterday's ball game, a 2-for-3 day with a pair of singles. And now that pitch will go in there for a strike. The count now 1-1.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion.
One ball, one strike, two away. Here's the pitch to Torin. And that one's a swing and a miss. And the count now 1-2. Christopher Torin will use his batter's timeout as he gets ready to step out of the batter's box.
Seen Tor really attack the outside zone there, keeping Torin swinging and reaching across the other batter's box, but see what he can do here now.
1-2 pitch on the way, and that one swung on and struck out, and the inning will come to a conclusion, so Visalia goes 3-up, 3-down in the bottom half of the third inning. We approach the middle innings. Justin Brown will take us through the middle frames here at Valley Strong Ballpark. At the end of three, Stockton 1, Visalia 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
We'll be right back.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
0-73
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Going to the top of the fourth inning here, it is a tied ballgame, 1-1. Due up for the Storm, Miles Naylor at the plate. That one's upstairs for ball one. So due up for the Ports in the inning. We see 4, 5, and 6. Miles Naylor, Derek Salum, and Carlos Amaya. Prady's wine and deal here. That one swung on and fouled off to the left side. So now it was confusing. A lot of people, you're looking at that one there towards the left pole right there in left field. It was kind of unsure, but that one's marked foul, so 1-1 count here now for Naylor. Naylor, good hitter on the year, 208 average, 9 home runs, 44 RBIs. And a 1-1 count now. Prady's winds and deals. That one's inside. Ball two.
Well, we talk about Miles Naylor, a guy who's riding a 3-game hitting streak, tied for the longest active hitting streak on this Stockton team, only one of two players with three-game hitting streak.
Miles Naylor in this one, 0-for-1. That one's popped up into center field to see Rojas come underneath for routine play, and that's the first out of the inning.
Miles Naylor now 0-for-2 in this ball game, and Wilkin Prady's, he's using his defense behind him. We talk about only 3 strikeouts in his last outing. And right now, let your defense make the plays and don't worry about the strikeouts.
Yeah, let your defense take advantage of the situation here. We've seen Rojas make some good plays out in center field so far. So Derek Salum to the plate now, 0-for-1 in this ball game. Takes that one upstairs for strike one. So 0-1 count here now for him. You look out last inning, fly out to right field for him. 0-1 count here for Salum. Brady's winds and deals. That one has to duck out of the way. Two inside. That's a ball one. 1-1 count now for him.
Yeah, pitching inside there. Salum so far in the ball game. We talk about the 0-for-3 ball game in his day yesterday. He did have a sack fly on an RBI. He also drew a walk.
Brady's winds and deals here. This one hit up the infield to Toreen. Simple routine play. Throw to Marte at first, and that's the second out of the inning. So two down now for Brady's on the mound, and it will be bringing up Carlos Amaya, someone who just had their single-A first home run of the season in the last inning of work. So one home run on the year for him, two RBIs for him, and a .230 average coming to the plate.
Now, Carlos Amaya, he's got to be feeling good. You got the confidence in your first game here at Valley Strong Ballpark.
And that one's hit up towards the third base line, and it's going for extra bases here. See if he goes for it. Running around second, and he decides to stay at first. So good play there by Angel Ortiz to get to that one and throw it to Crisantes in time to keep the runner at first.
Blazes that one right down the third base line. Yancel Ortiz gives it a look. Here's a look at the replay right here. That's a difficult play at third base for any top third baseman. Angel Ortiz does a very good job. And one thing I noticed when Carlos Amaya was running around first base, not the best turn, and as a result, unable to get extra bases out of it.
Yeah, Joey thought he'd go for extra bases there, but doesn't. That one's upstairs for strike one for Elvis Rijo. So now two away, one runner on, and Elvis Rijo, the second baseman at the plate. So for one today in this ballgame. Prady's a southpaw on the 0-1 count. Taking a glance at first, winds and deals. That one fouled off to the left side. So 1-1 count now.
Just going back to the idea on the base running for Carlos Amaya, I mean, this is the the single A level, and you think base running is such a casual part of the ball game, but you look at earlier today, the Rawhide are focusing on where those feet are stepping on the bag. It's every single little bit of details that go into making a player into a major leaguer one day.
Yeah, Joey, this is all about improvement, the single A level. So the 0-2 count for Riho, that one swung and away to the, it's going to be mouth foul in the left baseline, so now the 0-2 count remains. But Elvis Riho, yes, we talk about him in this game so far, hitless, no home runs on the game season so far, 19 RBIs. We talked about 9 RBIs coming from southpaws so far this season for Elvis Riho. This one's outside in for ball two, so 2-2 count now for Riho.
Elvis Riho, the flyout in his last at-bat, 1-for-4 in his day yesterday with an RBI, a single as well, 3-for-17 last week against the Grizzlies.
Riho in the 1-2 count, fouls that one off the left side, and still 1-2 count. So two outs on the board here, Joey. It's a tied ball game, 1-1 score here, tied with hits as well, 2 hits apiece. This is a big inning for the Ports if they want to try and get some offense going. It's a tied game, so we'll see if they can do it here and break the seal. So 1-2 count now here for Riho. Paredes winds and deals. That one's inside for ball two. 2-2 count now.
Well, you talk about those two hits from Stockton so far in this ball game. Both of those coming from one of the youngest guys on the team, Carlos Amaya, the solo home run, the single as well. Outside of that, everybody has been hailed hitless.
Paredes winds and deals. That one's hitting to left field. See Rojas. Ortiz trying to make the play and can't grab it. We see Amaya running around the bases, getting towards home, and Riho gets to second, and the run is able to score. So bringing in the run is Elvis Riho, a big double there, an RBI double, brings the Ports a 2-1 lead.
So many times this season we have talked about whether the sunlight is a factor, the shadow not out there in left field just yet. It was a long run for Angel Ortiz. You see him leap up, and the ball just barely glances off the very edge of the stitches of his glove, and as a result, with his momentum going toward center field, Anderson Rojas has to cut him off, and that is an easy run score for Carlos Amaya.
Easy run scored there for Amaya. Now Joseph Rodriguez at the plate. Someone hitless yesterday, 0-for-4, as he hits that one up the right side. Crisantes with the routine pickup and throw to Marte, so that'll be the third out of the inning. As we go to the bottom fourth of the inning, the Ports track on a run off of two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Don't go anywhere. It's a 2-1 ball game. Ports on top. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary,
welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's a 2-1 ball game. Ports up a run and due up for the Hyde, Crisantes, Ortiz, and Jones. That is 3-4-5 due up. That one's fouled back, so 0-1 count now for Crisantes. And Joey, we see the Ports put a run on last inning.
Yeah, good job there on an RBI base hit into left field, capitalizing. And now the Rawhide having to play from behind for the first time in the series.
Yes, Joey, Rawhide liked to play behind this season so far. We've seen them score more runs in the later three innings of the game than we have seen them in the first six. So, Joey, Dimitrio Crisanta is now in an 0-2 count. He's someone that hits 357 on the air, 17 RBIs. So, Tour winds and deals here. That one's high and upstairs for ball one. 1-2 count now for Tureen. For Crisantes.
Dimitrio Crisantes doubled his last at-bat, expanding his on-base streak to now 27 straight games. That is the fourth longest in the league.
That one's fouled off to the right side. So 1-2 count for Crisantes. And yes, Joey, a double last inning. We talked about so many times this season. I mean, in the second half of the season so far, how much of an impact he's made. Four home runs since joining the team June 17th. So the 1-2 count now for Crisantes. Tour pitches there, and a big swing and a miss for Crisantes. A strikeout there in Tour's third strikeout of the ballgame.
Tour's starting to heat it up. He's had a strikeout in each of the first four innings now. As he decides to gas him up, goes upstairs. Crisantes unable to catch up to it. He's the first out of the inning.
Very hard to get contact on an upstairs fastball with that speed. So Angel Ortiz at the plate now, and that one goes straight up the midfield. And you see the second baseman make the play, throw over to first, and the second out of the inning.
Juan Ortiz deciding he wants to swing early in the at-bat. Elvis Rio has to move over three steps over to his right side. The backhand grab, and I don't care whose speed that is, it's a fairly routine play for out two.
Yeah, just take some more pitches into the zone before you swing it on that one. The first pitch sometimes can be a ground ball. So that one's upstairs for strike one. 0-1 count now for Drew Jones. Look at Drew Jones' last at-bat. He struck out. So Tour winds and deals here. That one's outside for ball one. So 1-1 count now for Jones.
Drew Jones, four-game walk streak, tied for the second longest. Also 14 walks in the month of July.
As that one's hit up the left side, grabbed by Naylor to throw to first base. Can Gomez get in time? And that's a big out there. Third out of the inning brings the inning to a close. We see no runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. It's a 3-2 ball game. Port still on top by one. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53.
Valley Strong Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Balance Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Balance Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here in the top of the fifth inning. As Paredes is dealing to Mario Gomez, due up for the Ports with a 2-1 lead is Mario Gomez, Clark Elliott, and Darlin Montero, 9-1-2, due up for the Ports. So Paredes winds and deals here. That one swung on, popped into right field. Seeing Pena going for it, gets there in time, and a routine catch in right field for Pena.
Jefferson Pena, good job quickly getting backwards, and that allows him to set the feet and be underneath it for the grab for out number one.
So the first out of the inning comes with ease. And to the plate now is Clark Elliott, the DH coming into today, hitting 279, currently 0-for-1 in today's ballgame. See him walk last inning. That's all he's had so far in this affair. Paredes winds and deals. That one's downstairs in the dirt for ball one. 1-0 count now for Elliott. So Paredes in his fifth inning of work here so far. That one's chopped up in the infield towards Modifi Marte at first. And a simple tag brings the second out of the inning.
Well, good job once again by Wilkin Paredes, forcing weak contact off the throw to the bat. A simple little ground ball over to first base. And Modifi Marte likely going to get the easiest put out of the ballgame he's going to get all night long.
Very simple out anyone could make. And now Nelson Beltran brought up to the plate. He sees that one downstairs for ball one. So Beltran in this game so far, 0-for-2, struck out last inning. Nelson Beltran on the year so far, 233. As he sees this one, it's a chopper down towards the left side. Pick up by Luis, thrown to Marte in time, and that's the third out of the inning. So we'll be heading towards the bottom of the fifth. It's a 2-1 ball game here. Ports up by one. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53.
De los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. It's a 2-1 affair with the ports up one as we head into the bottom of the fifth inning. Kenny Castillo leading things off in the bottom of the fifth as he swings and misses for strike one. Due up after him, Anderson Rojas and Modifi Marte. Joey, this is a hitless part of the order for the Rawhide.
Yeah, but it's guys that have the ability to get base hits.
As Castillo swings on that one, now 0-2 count for him.
You talk about Kenny Castillo, I mean, how many handful of three-hit, four-hit games he's had this season. Four games this year where he's had a four-hit game. You look at Anderson Rojas, a two-hit day yesterday. So it's still a bottom of the order that has the ability to get base hits. They just haven't been able to get on their first four at-bats of the game.
And Castillo leads the team with a .295 average. That one swung on and fouled back for another foul ball. So 0-2 count here for Castillo. So in a pitcher's count now, Castillo really has to keep his eye on these pitches here. So Tour winds and deals here. Castillo files that one back, and it's going towards the press box. But, Joey, unfortunately, we couldn't grab that one.
Now, that might be one of the closest ones we've come to coming into the press box. I had to close my eyes on that one, but fouled over our heads, and luckily everybody's all right.
Yeah, luckily we're all right. So Tour still in the 0-2 count towards Castillo. He winds and deals. That one's upstairs for ball one. 1-2 is the count now.
Got to give a lot of credit to Junior Tour. He started off the ball game. He gave up two hits. Look, there's a look at Justin through the press box right there. The 1-2 pitch on the way.
Not my best hair day as Castillo hits that one up towards the third baseman.
And a throw over to first. So a simple play. Salom to Gomez for the first out of the inning. Sits Castillo down and brings up Anderson Rojas. Rojas, yesterday, Joey, he is the player that the Ports didn't like to see. A three-run homer in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, three-run home run yesterday for Anderson Rojas. Talked to him earlier in batting practice today. Mention what he said here in just a moment.
Tor winds and deals. That one is inside for strike one.
Well, Anderson Rojas, I asked him yesterday, or I asked him earlier today, what did you think of the home run? All smiles on the face, as Rojas typically does. He said he saw a fastball inside and barreled it up down the line.
See, that one hit towards the first baseline, but marked foul, as you were saying, Joey.
Yeah, and this is a guy who's taking advantage of inside pitches all season long. He likes those fastballs inside, and that occasion, that's a pitch he was looking for. He said it was about belt high. Rojas brings the hands in and ends up driving it to just left of that first base foul pole.
That was his fifth home run of the year. And Joey, yes, someone that loves to get on base. And if he does, leads the team with 27 stolen bases. So an 0-2 count here for Tor. Swing on, and that one's popped up into left field. See if he can make the grab, and a perfect catch there by Nelson Beltran brings the second out of the inning.
Good play there by the left fielder, Nelson Beltran. But we talk about Anderson Rojas as the guy who he can leave the yard with his home run abilities, but he's also a guy who can play small ball as well. We've seen him be able to lay down the bunts as well. He uses that speed. He also shows off his pop as well.
Yes, Joey, as Marte swings at that one, but he said they didn't go around, so 1-0 count now for Marte. But, yeah, Joey, Anderson Rojas really a vital part to this team and really just an offensive base runner, someone that can get on base with a bunt or a hit, no problem. Second strike, that's the first strike of the at count now, so 1-1 count now for Marte. Swings at that one upstairs.
I wanted to go back to the point we were talking about a little bit earlier in the inning about the abilities from Junior Tor in this ball game.
So that one's hit to the right field. Perfect base hit there towards right fielder Darlin Montero. And now the Rawhide got a runner on with two outs on the board.
Yeah, well, that kind of broke up the point I was about to make right there. Junior Tor, over the last two innings, he had not allowed a base hit. Should say three innings going back to that first inning. And then that was the first hit since Angel Ortiz, the fourth batter of the ballgame for Visalia, recorded his hit.
So now Marte and Ortiz got some good hits for the Rawhide. Now Jefferson Pena to the plate. He's 0-1 currently in this ballgame. 0-2, my apologies. That one's upstairs for strike one, so 0-1 count for him. Pena, someone hitting 211 on the year, two home runs. Not a lot of power, someone that can get on base here for the Rawhide. So an 0-1 count, two away, and a 2-1 ball game. Ports up one. We see Marte going for the steal, but doesn't matter. A swing and a miss there by Pena brings Marte back to first. And Pena in an 0-2 count.
Yeah, Jefferson Pena, the Rawhide have seen a lot of success really since the middle of the season, probably go about June and later, with their ability to go for the hit and run, try to set it up right there. Unfortunately, in that occasion, doesn't seem to work out.
Now, Joey Pena didn't play yesterday in the ball game, so getting his first chance to look at the Stockton Ports as he tries to pick it off there. Tor, pickoff attempt at first, no good. Gomez said, not in time, throws it right back to his pitcher. So an 0-2 count here, two down. It's a nice Wednesday night of baseball here in Valley Strong Ballpark. Good fans in attendance as Tor sides with his catcher, which pitched a deal. That one is downstairs, but foul tip. You see Marte going for it, but, hey, you got to bring it right back. An 0-2 count remains for Jefferson Pena.
Yeah, Jefferson Pena, more of a defensive swing there. You see the ball bottom of the zone, and right there, once he realizes that ball's dipping out of the strike zone, just trying to get a piece of it and stay alive to see another pitch.
Yeah, just trying to foul it off to stay in this at-bat. 0-2's the count now for Pena. Two outs on the board, a runner on first. Tor winds and deals. That one hit towards the left side. Simple play by Salum. Throw to second, and the third out of the inning. So a simple routine ground play for Salum. Derek Salum brings the inning to a close. See the Rawhide get one hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's a 2-1 ball game. Ports up one. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53.
About President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. As we go into the top of the sixth inning, a pitching change on the mound for D. Garner's group. We see Carlos Ray get brought into the game for Wilkin Paredes. We'll go over Ray's numbers and Paredes' numbers in this ballgame very soon. So Carlos Ray on the mound and leading things off will be Darlin Montero. That one's outside and upstairs for ball one. So Carlos Ray, he's the ResCom pitching change. And as always, all pitching changes are brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, bugs, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. As that one is inside for strike one. 1-1 count now for Montero. So make sure your home is a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. So after this at-bat, we will get to look at Carlos Ray's numbers as that one is upstairs for ball two. 2-1 count now for Montero.
Yeah, 30 pitches in the ballgame here. Carlos Ray missing upstairs for ball two. But Darlin Montero, a guy 0-for-2 in the ballgame, he's flown out twice, both to the outfield.
Darlin Montero looking to get something going here as that one's in the dirt for a 3-1 count now for him. Montero, someone hits good on the year, 246 average, 3 home runs, and 17 ribbies. Carlos Ray winds and deals. That one's high and upstairs for ball four. And the first walk of the game for Carlos Ray, but no outs on the board. And now we see Miles Naylor at the plate. So, Joey, take a look at Carlos Ray's numbers for us.
Yeah, take a look at the numbers for Carlos Ray here in 2024, 3-0 with a 2.57 ERA, appearing in his 30th game of the year. There's a look at the numbers right there, 70 strikeouts and 35 walks.
A good pitcher for the Rawhide as he throws that to Marte to keep Montero in check at first, but yes, Joey, Carlos Ray, someone that's below 3.0 ERA, good strikeout numbers so far this season, someone you like to have in the ballgame. So, a 0-0 count, hitless, now it's upstairs for strike one, 0-1 count now for Miles Naylor.
Well, Miles Naylor, the ninth-ranked prospect in the Oakland A's organization. According to MLB.com, lots more to talk about for Naylor as the series rolls on.
He swings at that one. Strike two now. That one's upstairs and in the zone. So 0-2 count now for Naylor. And Naylor has some pedigree in the MLB.
Yeah, if the name sounds familiar, the two older brothers, Josh Naylor, Bo Naylor, both playing with the Cleveland Guardians. Josh Naylor, the oldest brother, 8-year vet.
That one's upstairs for ball one. 1-2 count now for Naylor.
Josh Naylor made his major league debut in 2019 at the San Diego Padres before being traded at the trade deadline and during the COVID season. He spent the last four seasons now with the Cleveland Guardians.
Big swing there, and that will be strike three, a strikeout there for Carlos Ray. And a reminder, all strikeouts are brought to you by Allstate Insurance Agent Abraham Guillen. Give Allstate Insurance Agent Abraham Guillen a call at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. So big strikeout there for Carlos Ray. Puts an out down in the inning. And one runner on first, and Derek Slum at the plate. That one's upstairs for ball one. 1-0 count now for Slum.
Well, you talk about Miles Naylor being a top 10 prospect, ninth Yesterday's starting pitcher, Steven Echeverria, the seventh-ranked prospect.
That one's hit up towards the left side, picked up by Tureen. Throw to Crisantes, and a throw to Marte. Is it in time for the double play? And yes, it was. A 5-6-3 double play retires the side of the inning. So, no runs there. One runner left on base, one hit, and no errors. It's a 2-1 ball game as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53.
Love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Uno de los 20.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we head into the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 2-1 ball game. Ports up one, and Yancel Luis will lead things off. So 1-0 count him for 1-0 count now for him, and we see a pitching change in the ball game. We'll get you info in all the numbers on tonight's replacement. So Yancel Luis now in a 2-0 count. So a pitching change by Rescom. We see Jose DeChea check into the ball game. We'll get you all of his numbers after this at bat. Yancel Luis now in a 3-0 count as that one's high and upstairs for ball three.
Yancel Luis so far 0-2 in the ballgame. He's grounded out both times over the second baseman, Elvis Rio, looking to avoid making that his third of the ballgame.
So that one's inside for strike one. 3-1 count now for him.
Yancel Luis so far in the month of July, 29 hits. That leads his Rawhide club.
See that one upstairs and outside for ball four. So Yancel Luis will get on base. And as a reminder, all walks are brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. If you're tired of higher electric bills, turn to the team at JP Electric Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So one runner on and Christopher Tureen to the plate. In the ballgame so far, Tureen two strikeouts looking to get a hit on the boards. Joey, after this pitch, we'll take a look at the numbers for DeChea. So that one, wild pitch there, allows Yancel Luis to advance to second. And now, Joey, while we have the time, give us the numbers for Jose DeChea.
So first time in this ballgame, we go to the bullpen. It'll be the right-hander, Jose DeChea, 6'3", 180, the 23-year-old drafted in the eighth round of the 2019 MLB draft. So far this year, he spent time with the Lansing and in Stockton. And so far this year, 1-5 with a 5.19 ERA, 59 strikeouts and 20 walks so far here in 2024.
Good amount of strikeouts for him, so we'll see what he can do. With a runner on, no outs on the board, Christopher Tureen at the plate, and Yancel Luis at second. So with the glance at second, this one's outside for ball two, so 2-0 count now for Tureen.
We talk about Jose DeChea and his time with the Lansing Lugnuts. Four games in Lansing, 0-1 with a 9.82 ERA.
It's a very good ERA there for him. So the 2-0
count. That's outside for ball three. 3-0 now for Christopher Taurean. So Yansel Luis, last bat, he gets on base from a walk, and now a 3-0 count here for Taurean. See if some strikes can get in the zone for DeShea. Dico Shea, my apologies. That one's outside and wild for ball four. And now both runners, one runner will advance to third. And Yansel Luis and Christopher Taurean will make his way to first. So runners in the corners now for the Rawhide. No outs on the board.
Well, all of a sudden now Visalia has the tying run at third base and the go-ahead run at first. And he got a little bit of insurance runs coming up to the plate in the form of Demetrio Crisantes.
Yeah, Demetrio Crisantes already a double in this ball game. And Joey, and you also have Angel Ortiz, who also has a hit in this ballgame. So a good part of the order due up for the Rawhide. And now you see a visit to the mound right now.
And you got the pitching coach, Gabriel Zuna, stepping up to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beerbro Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beerbro Health, now open in Visalia.
So obviously having to speak some words with his pitcher in the game right now. Dico Shea just brought into this ball game. Already has himself two walks. Runners in the corners, no outs on the board. A tight situation for him to get out of. Rawhide looking at insurance runs here. Demetrio Crisantes, a double in this ball game already. Fans are into it. Let's see what Shea can do now. So Dico Shea goes low in the dirt for ball one, so 1-0 count now for Crisantes.
Well, it's already 10 pitches now. It's already two walks and a ball so far in this at-bat, just one strike.
And a pickoff attempt there at first, and Mario Gomez is able to get his hand there in time, but real fast action for Christopher Taurean, someone you can't catch stealing a lot. So Demetrio Crisantes at the plate and a 1-0 count now. Dico Shea trying to get out of this inning. 11 pitches so far. That one swung on and fouled off. 1-1 count now for Crisantes.
Well, Demetrio Crisantes, we talk about 27 straight games he's gone on base. That's fourth most in the count league. 28 hits in the month of July. That is also top five in the Cal League as well. A 1-for-2 ball game. So if there's anybody in this ball game for Visalia, you want to step up to the plate trailing by a run, it is likely this young man, Crisantes.
Yes, Joey, 17 RBIs on the air, four home runs, and a .357 average since joining the team June 17th. Runners on the corners, 1-1 count here. See what Dico Shea does. That one is hit. Foul off to the right side, and a foul ball outside of the ballpark.
Well, you can tell right here, Crisantes is looking to go opposite field. He's going to try to place it into that right field corner. So if the ball is grabbed out in right field, it's a very difficult throw to make to get Yansel Luis at home plate.
All you have to do is advance 90 feet to get a runner to score. As we see another pickoff attempt there for Taurean at first, no good. And a throw back to the pitcher on the mound.
Well, that's already the second disengagement of this at-bat now, so you start to wonder, does Taurean start to get a larger secondary lead and try to force one last disengagement, and then that would result in two runners in scoring position.
So let's see what happens here. Dico Shea winds and deals. That one's hitting to left field, has some distance, but the left fielder able to make the catch, Beltran, and allows Luis to score. So one run is added on in this inning. A sack fly there for Demetrio Crisantes. Now it's a 2-2 ball game, all tied up here in Valley Strong.
What did I say? I said Visalia would go to the corners a moment ago. I said he'd go to right field. Why not go poolside? He lifts it into left field. Nelson Beltran way too deep to make the play right there. And Yansel Luis takes a jog in the park and ties it up 2-2.
Left field, right field doesn't matter as long as you give enough space for your runners to come home. So one out on the board and an insurance run out of there. So now a tied up ball game, 2-2. Christopher Taurean still on base. And we see Angel Ortiz at the plate. So that one's upstairs for ball one. 1-0 count now for Ortiz.
Well, he saw a very large secondary lead there for Christopher Taurean. He's trying to throw off the pitcher and the catcher right now, trying to force the catcher, Carlos Amaya, to throw to first, trying to force the pitcher, Jose Duquechea, to throw to first. Get them distracted in this game.
See this one here hit up the middle. And we see picked up by Naylor, throw to first. And a simple double play there brings the inning to a close. But in this inning, we see one hit, two walks, and one run scored for the Rawhide. It's a tied ball game and two runners left on base. Don't go anywhere. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53.
They throw tantrums, but what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the seventh inning. Carlos Amaya, Elvis Rijo, Joseph Rodriguez, should say, do up here in the top half of the seventh inning. 2-2 ball game here on this Wednesday night. Justin Brown and Joey Gonzalez with you. Carlos Ray remains on the mound for his second inning of work. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. Carlos Amaya, the only multi-hit batter so far in this ball game for Stockton. A 2-for-2 day so far, a solo home run, a single as well. 1-1 deal on the way. That one's lifted into center field. Anderson Rojas, a little jab step at first, but he's able to get underneath it for out number one.
Rojas has been so reliable today at center field, someone we've seen in the corners, but earlier making a big play while running to the Kona big wave wall. Someone that's been reliable no matter what kind of play it is.
Shows off the speed, shows off the athleticism as well. And now Elvis Rijo will step up to the plate in a ballgame where he is 1-for-2. Elvis Rijo, an RBI double back in the fourth inning. That was his last at-bat, as that pitch is now outside for ball one, 1-0. Elvis Rijo, 1-for-2 in this ball game. Mentioned the RBI double. The only other at-bat in this ball game, a fly out into left field back in inning number two. 1-0 deal on the way, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-0.
So Elvis Rijo, 1-for-2 in this ball game. Really, right now, nothing on the board, and it's a tied ball game, so a lot less pressure on the players right now. See what they can do.
That pitch upstairs for ball three, 3-0. So now Carlos Ray at risk of walking his second batter of the ball game. He began his outing with a walk back in the sixth. He walked Darlin Montero. Then after that, he's retired three straight. 3-0 pitch on the way. Carlos Ray misses outside, so it's a four-pitch walk to Elvis Rijo. And now a one-out base runner brings up Joseph Rodriguez to the plate.
Now, Joey, not a lot of walks in this game for the Rawhide, only two before that one. So we just see now a little bit of like what happened last inning for the Rawhide on base. So one walk given up here by Carlos Ray. You have to stay secure in your reliever role in this game.
So now Joseph Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the ballgame, steps up to the plate. And now that pitch is on the outside corner for strike number one.
Talk about 0-for-2 in this ball game, 0-for-6 in the last two games. So really needing to get a hit here in this series. Someone hitting .227 on the year.
Pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-1. Joseph Rodriguez hitless yesterday. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, four strikeouts that he had in yesterday's ball game. So kind of trying to rinse that off from yesterday. Ground ball over to third. A chance to turn two. 5-4-3. Is it in time? It is. And it's a twin-killing DP to get Carlos Rey through the top half of the seventh inning. Time to stretch here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Stockton 2, Visalia 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
The next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom half of the seventh inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Drew Jones will lead things off. It'll be Drew Jones, Kenny Castillo, Anderson Rojas. As Drew gets a piece of that one, fouls it directly backwards for strike number one. And Drew Jones so far in this ballgame, 0-2. Struck out looking, a ground out as well so far in this ballgame. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Drew. Check swing, fouls it off to the right side. It's now 0-2. See, look at the replay there. Drew wanted to pull the trigger, tried to hold it back. And the pitch from Deco Chea goes off the barrel of the bat. 0-2. Visalia three hits compared to Stockton's three as well. From the middle of the slab, here's the pitch. Breaking ball right down the middle, strike three. And Drew Jones is caught looking for the second time in this ball game. There's one down here in the frame.
Really good pitch there by DeShea. Look at that one right through the top corner. Really catches him looking. A good breaking ball. Just gets him right there looking.
So now brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate, who so far in this ball game he is 0-2. Pitch on the way. That's a breaking ball. That one misses for ball one. 1-0. Justin mentioned earlier a pretty nice-sized crowd on hand here at Valley Strong Ballpark on this Wednesday night. 1,333 fans for a midweek ball game. Pretty good fans throughout the grandstands and down the right field line as well. The 1-0 pitch on the way. A swing and a miss for Kenny Castillo. And the count is now 1-1. Plenty of fun coming up this weekend as well, including tomorrow night our Team USA cap giveaway. Sponsored by Coors Light. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Kenny fouls that one off to the right. And the count now 1-2. Continuing on for the weekend. Friday night at 6:30. Rawhide basketball jersey giveaway sponsored by Nelson's Ace Hardware. First 350 fans in attendance will get the basketball-themed jersey. Then on Saturday, Derek Carr replica Rawhide jersey giveaway sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare. The first 500 fans in attendance will get the football-themed jersey. And now Kenny Castillo, a swing and a miss, and the count is now two outs.
So a lot of cool and fun events this weekend, Joey, and I'm sensing an Olympic theme to these events, Joey.
Yeah, Olympic theme, and the biggest one as well, Sunday, the Kids Olympics sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare. Maybe we'll see you out there on the field, Justin.
Yeah, not as one of the kids, though, Joey. Might be as something else. We'll see.
That pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Get ready for the pitch here from Deco Chea here in just a moment. Continues to work from the windup here to Anderson Rojas. That one's outside. But, Justin, Friday night, basketball jersey giveaway. And earlier today, Team USA men's basketball, a dominant victory over South Sudan.
Yeah, Joey, a dominant victory indeed over South Sudan, as that one's upstairs for ball three. 3-0 count now for Rojas. But, yeah, a big performance against South Sudan today. You look at the final score in that one. It came down 103-86, as that one's upstairs now for a walk for Rojas, ball four. But, yeah, Joey, talk about a dominant win in that game, 106-83. I'll give you a chance to look at the box score soon. But, yeah, Joey, really dominant win for the Rawhide. We saw Kevin Durant in that first game go 8-for-9 with 19 points in that one. And really wouldn't be surprised to see the same thing in this game where we saw Kevin Durant go 8-for-9, 5-for-5 from three-point range.
Pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball one. A fun U.S. men's basketball team right now. One game left so far on their schedule as they'll play Saturday morning at 8:15 local time. It'll be the United States versus Puerto Rico in the final game of the Group C stage. Time called here by the home plate umpire Larry Pettis. Radifi Marte will get ready for the pitch in a ball game where he is 1-for-2.
Now, Joe, you look at that ball game. Leading the team was Bam Adebayo with 18 points. He went 8-for-10 in that game. That one's upstairs for ball two. Or ball, yeah, 2-0 count now for Marte. But yeah, Joey, Bam Adebayo had 18 points. Kevin Durant, 2-for-5 with 14 of his own. LeBron James in this ball game had 12, 5-for-9 against South Sudan.
So once again, Team USA men's basketball will be facing off against Puerto Rico this upcoming Saturday. Also on Friday morning, U.S. men's soccer looking to make history once again as they return to the quarterfinals for the first time since the 2000 Sydney Olympics. Three balls, no strikes, two away. The pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball four. So now back-to-back walks puts runners on first and second.
And Joey, really a lot of walks we've seen so far in this ballgame. Now 5-4. Deco Chea already in this ball game. We saw him give up three walks last inning, now two here in this one.
That now brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. You got Anderson Rojas over at second, Modifi Marte at first. And here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Visalia looking to take back the lead that they once led in this ball game 1-0 at the end of one inning of work. The pitch on the way to Pena, and that one is in there for a strike 0-1.
And Joey, also some big news today. Katie Ledecky wins gold in the women's 1500-meter freestyle. That is a huge mark for her, but one that we're already used to seeing, huh?
And Katie Ledecky, a dominant swim today in the 1500-meter swim. It took her 15 minutes, 30 seconds, 0.02. And as a result of that win, she ties the Jenny Thompson for the most Olympic gold medals by an Olympic women swimmer in history. Katie Ledecky, such a dominant world record win today that whenever she finished the race, there was nobody within frame of the camera shot when Ledecky touched the wall.
Not really surprising there, Joey. Katie Ledecky seems to have an engine on the back of her feet when she's swimming.
The pitch is outside for ball one, 1-2. So lots of fun things today, basketball, swimming, as well as we get ready to go through that first week of Olympic action. One ball, two strikes, two away. Jefferson Pena will get ready for the pitch. Fifth batter of the inning. A glance at second base. And now the pitch home. Jefferson Pena, a swing and a miss. And he'll be the final out of the inning. Three strikeouts in the frame for Deco Chea. And it sends us to inning number eight in a tall eight ball game, 2-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at MySailorRawhide.com, MyTV53 as well. Moving to the top half of the eighth inning, Mario Gomez will lead things off. First pitch on the way, that one fouled off to left side, 0-1.
So, Joe, you think about the last two innings for the Rawhide, runners were on base and ready to go, but really couldn't bring them home. You think of three walks in that first inning of work for DiCochea, and then now two runners left on base in the last inning.
And pitch on the way, that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. But Visalia, yeah, you mentioned a pair of runners stranded in the last inning, but Stockton, they haven't been able to do anything with a runner on first as well. The last two innings have ended with inning-ending double plays. Ground ball to the right side. Crisantes will charge in off of 1 foot. His throw to first base in time. There's one down here in the inning.
Yeah, Crisantes really making up for that error he had earlier. No problem there, just leaning over with his glove to grab that ground ball right off the infield dirt and throw it over to first.
Yeah, you mentioned that error earlier from Crisantes. Since that moment, he seemed very comfortable on the infield, and that play hasn't really dominoed on himself. And now with one away, it brings up Clark Elliott to the plate. Pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball one, 1-0.
I was very shocked to hear that you said that this player hit 8 for 17. I mean, 9 for 17, I believe, last series. Very good numbers for him. That's above 500, 279 so far in the season.
1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs and in there for a strike, 1-1. Clark Elliott, the former Michigan Wolverine, back in the 2023 spring season, all Big Ten tournament most outstanding player. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Carlos Ray, and that one is in there for a strike, now 1-2. The former Michigan Wolverine. He has also had some other notable accomplishments as well. Back in 2021, Cape Cod batting champ, in a year where he had a slash line 344, 464, 978, a 344 batting average, among one of the best collegiate wooden bat leagues in the whole United States.
I mean, those are some impressive numbers, Joey. And I just think, coming from Michigan, I wonder how he is going to do playing in the California League. It's a very different climate than Cape Cod and Michigan.
Yeah, a lot warmer here in the summertime here in Stockton, as that pitch is outside for ball three.
Yeah, right now, Joey, it might be, you know, nighttime almost, sun setting in Visalia, but it's still 89 degrees, and you're looking at the wind, only 4 mph to the northwest, so not a lot of wind right now.
Pretty comfortable night here. Payoff pitch on the way. Elliott will ground that one over to shortstop. It'll be fielded by Torin, is tossed to first base in time, and there's now two down here in the inning. And I bring up Nelson Beltran to the plate.
See the arm there on Torin. We talk about the shortstops that we've seen so far throughout the season. Yancel Luis, Christopher Torin, Michio Crisantes, and what a play there. Big arm on him, and really not a play that there was any rush to make a big arm move, but I just am shocked by the amount of power on that arm. I cannot imagine grabbing that one.
Pitch on the way, swung on a miss. Yeah, Torin, he's been a fun player to watch this year. I've always said about him since the start of the year and when he was brought to Visalia in the middle of July last year. It's a guy who's going to sacrifice his body. He puts everything on the line each and every game. And pitches upstairs for ball one.
I mean, that's what every manager wants with a player, especially at shortstop, a very pivotal player to defense. And really, you have to sacrifice your body. I bet he'd be willing to break a rib for a dive on this team.
1-1 pitch on the way. That one is fouled off to the right side. So the count now 1-2. Constantly see the dirty uniform for Torin, whether it's the green or the dirt from diving in the outfield grass, or whether he's on the infield dirt as well. So now 1-2, the upcoming pitch on the way. Carlos Rea will hold at the belt. Here's the pitch, and that one is upstairs for ball two, two and two. And they already, it's a Diamondbacks team with a young core in the outfield. You also got the shortstop, Geraldo Perdomo, who was the kind of the heart and soul of that Diamondbacks World Series run. And you got to think Torin will likely fall in the steps one day. Swing and a miss right here for Beltran, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Three up, three down for Carlos Rea and the Rawhide defense in the top half of the eighth inning. Way to the bottom half of the frame in a 2-2 ball game. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Strong Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
Bottom half of the eighth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Justin Brown and Joey Gonzalez with you on this Wednesday night. Yancel Luis, Christopher Torin, and Dimitro Cruzantes. And we've said all year long the big players make big plays, and you got your top three players on offense stepping up to the plate in this inning.
Yes, Joey, the leading in hits with 101 so far this season.
You got him, you got Christopher Torin, who leads the team in walks, and you got Dimitro Cruzantes, who's the hottest batter in the month of July.
Yes, Joey, multiple multi-hit games in the double digits, above 12 of those for him, so good offense here for the Rawhide.
0-2 pitch, that one is fouled off to the right side. 12 multi-hit games for Dimitro Cruzantes on the year, including 3 4-hit games for the 19-year-old who's currently in the hole at the moment. No balls, two strikes, but no outs. A tied ball game, 2-2. Nico Chea will stare down Yancel Luis, continues to work from the windup. And now time called here.
So a lot of pressure here for Nico Chea. We've seen him give up some walks in this ballgame, 5 so far on the mound. And Joey, really in a pressured situation. Yancel Luis, you mentioned, really good hitter, and Dimitro Cruzantes, someone that has right now 44, or my apologies, Dimitro Cruzantes, 18 RBIs on the season.
0-2 pitch on the way. Yancel Luis looked like he wanted to pull the trigger. He did not. And the count now moved to 1-2. Luis hitless so far in the series. He is 0-6 as you look at the replay there, and he does not go around. Now a swing and a miss for Yancel Luis. He'll be rung up, and now Nico Chea sits at 4 strikeouts over the last 2 innings.
Yeah, Nico Chea found good work against Yancel Luis, someone that's been able to take advantage of a lot of pitches so far this season, but after today, I mean, looks like a hitless affair for him. 0-3 in today's ballgame, only a walk. See if he can improve tomorrow.
I'm going to pitch on the way here to Torin. And that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. One ball, no strikes with one away. Christopher Torin bets 242 on the season. The deal on the way, and that one is inside for strike number one. Christopher Torin is 0-2 in the ballgame. However, he has drawn a walk back in inning number six. He struck out looking in the first, struck out swinging in the third. 1-1 with one away, working from the windup. Here's the deal to Taurine, and he pops that one up on the middle of the infield. We'll see who calls it off. It'll be the shortstop, Miles Naylor, in the middle of the infield for out number two. So two quick outs here, and it now brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate.
At the plate, number 19, Demetrio Crisantes.
Demetrio in this ball game, he is 1-for-2, a double, a run, and a sac fly as well. Deco Chea looks to continue being in his groove. That one has bounced in for ball one, 1-0.
Yeah, Joey, looking at his performance in the eighth inning so far, in 14 eighth innings so far this season, he's hitting .455. That's well above almost 100 more than he has.
1-0 pitch is ripped right up the middle for a base hit. Crisantes will round first base. He'll hold up there. A two-out base runner as Angel Ortiz will step up to the plate. A crucial second hit of the ball game for Crisantes. Right up the middle, decides to go middle-middle, and now you got Angel Ortiz at the plate, and Drew Jones awaits on deck.
Crisantes is such a good hitter to allow this offense for more opportunities. Put himself on base. Now Angel Ortiz, someone that's already got a hit in this ballgame.
Two outs, and now we'll finally see Deco Chea working from the stretch as that pitch goes in there for strike one. Deco Chea, four walks in this ballgame, a pair in both the sixth and the seventh innings. However, no walks in this inning, and you have got to think that Ortiz trying to draw one right here. However, the pickoff attempt will go to first base. No balls and a strike with 2-A. Visalia scored a run in inning number one. They scored one in the sixth as well. No balls and a strike with 2-A. Visalia looking for hit number 5 of the ball game. Here's the deal from Deco Chea. That one is outside. Ball one, 1-1.
Yeah, Joey, in the four games that he's pitched in an eighth inning, he's never given up a run here. But we'll see what he can do. Run, one runner on base, two outs on the board.
One ball, one strike, two down. On LRTs, it's the left-on-left matchup against Deco Chea. Pitch bounced in, throw to first, and Crisantes is safe. Too big of a lead at first, but somehow Demetrio is able to dive back head first in time.
Crisantes is able to get his hand on the base in time. You see if we can get a look at it there on the replay. He reaches his arm out, and you see Gomez actually go for the tag on his body instead of touching the base. But since his hand was on base, it's safe. He's good.
Well, I'm thinking that Crisantes maybe he thinks that ball's going to be a wild pitch, so he's ready to go. And now a swing and a miss for Ortiz makes the count 2-2.
Angel Ortiz yesterday, 3-for-4 night, doing good things for the Rawhide. He also did quite well in the Lake Elsinore series, but today, so far in this ballgame, 2 hits for him.
Angel Ortiz, he was the only Rawhide player in yesterday's ballgame with a 3-hit occasion. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-way. Deco Chea, pickoff attempt at first, this time a lot less closer than the pickoff attempt just a moment ago. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-way. Angel Ortiz will steer down Deco Chea. 2-2, 2-way. From the right side of the rubber, stares down. Here's the pitch, breaking ball outside. Another throwback over to first base. Not nearly as close as the first attempt. The count will go full.
Crisantes is such a speedy guy. He can get back to base in time, no problem. See multiple pickoff attempts there so far.
Well, you got a full count, 2-way. As soon as that ball leaves the fingertips of Deco Chea, Crisantes will be in motion. 3-2, 2-way. The payoff pitch and a swing and a miss for Angel Ortiz. A ball in the dirt, a toss over to first base, and once again, the Rawhide strand a runner on base. It is now the fourth straight inning where that has been the occasion. We move to the final inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark, Stockton 2, Visalia 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong.
Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Move to the top half of the ninth inning. Darlin Montero will lead things off. First pitch on the way. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Darlin Montero, 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He's flown out twice. He was also the first walk victim from Carlos Rey. And now that pitch is upstairs for ball two, 2-0. Alexis Lobano, the new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia, the third arm used by manager D. Garner. The 2-0 pitch on the way. Lobano over center down Montero. And that one's a swing and a miss for strike one. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom. And bye-bye, bugs. 2-1 with no outs. Here's the pitch from Lobano. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by Crisantes off two hops. Underhand throw to first base. One down. And let's go through the numbers for Alexis Lobano.
Yes, Joey. 3 wins, 4 losses on the air. Has a 5.79 ERA in 23 innings of work. He's given up 15 earned runs, 35 strikeouts, and 11 walks.
So that's the numbers for Alexis Lobano here in 2024. As now you got Miles Naylor stepping up to the plate. He's 0-for-3 in the ball game, a combined 1-for-7 in the series. And now that pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Miles Naylor struck out swinging in his last at-bat back in inning number 6. The 1-0 deal on the way, and that one is bounced in for ball two, 2-0.
It looked like a bit of a cricket pitch there, Joey bouncing off the dirt before hitting the plate. Alexis Lobano, we're not used to seeing too many of those from him.
Trying to hit the wickets behind home plate. 2-0 pitch on the way. Ground ball over to short. Torino will charge in. He'll gather and throw to first base in time. Miles Naylor's now 0-for-4 in the ballgame.
Tough night for Miles Naylor. Someone hitting 208 coming into today. And Joey, it's a tied ball game. Not many opportunities left for the Porch to be able to get a run up in this one.
And that brings up Derek Salome to the plate, who's also hitless in this ballgame. He's 0-for-3. And due up here in the bottom half of the ninth inning, the pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Drew Jones, Kenny Castillo, Anderson Rojas. That's 5, 6, and 7 in the bottom half of the ninth inning. 0-1 with 2 away. Lobano, the pitch on the way, and that one is lifted into right field. Racing over is the right fielder Jefferson Pena. Modifi Marte will look up as well, but it's out of play, and the count is now 0-2.
Joey, you mentioned 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Rawhide in the bottom half of the inning. And looking at that, Joey, they're currently 0 for 8 right now if you look at 6, 7, and 8. So currently hitless, Drew Jones, Kenny Castillo, and Anderson Ross. So one of them is going to have to step up big in this ball game if they want to win it.
0-2, a two-way. Lobano will stare down Salome. Here's the pitch. And that one's hit into right field for a base knock in front of Jefferson Pena. There's a base runner aboard with two away.
It's about time you get your first hit of the ball game, and no better time to do it than now. So good base hit there. So one runner on now, and you see how he hit it there, the tip of his bat, and goes towards the right field side. A simple bloop, and now he gets on base. And now Carlos Amaya, probably the hottest hitter for the team, comes up to the plate now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Carlos Amaya, he's been one of the more successful players players so far in this ball game for Stockton. A 2-for-3 ball game so far. A solo home run, a single, and a run as well.
So very big at bat here for Lobano facing him.
Now the 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-1.
Hey, Kenny Castillo not scared to throw it over to first if you have too big of a lead. Right now, we have two outs on the board, Joey. Eventually, if this becomes a full count, that runner's going to go.
So Carlos Amaya, he's batting .231 on the road. He's also 17 games so far this year as that pitch is upstairs for ball two, 2-1.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, Joey. 17 games and only one RBI before tonight. You would never know that if you didn't look at those numbers.
Well, he got his second RBI of the season back in inning number two on his home run. The 2-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. And now Kenny Castillo can't locate it. It's going to go over to the on-deck circle. Castillo will finally locate it. But, however, the runner will stay at second base. Runner in scoring position with two down.
Very unfortunate play there. Hopefully we get a look of the replay. But that one just gets tipped away, and it bounces right off the ground. Kenny Castillo not able to see where it goes. Let's take a look at this one here. So, tipped off the ground, bounces up, and you see Kenny Castillo looking around. Where did it go? It went over towards the on-deck circle.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Downstairs, ball three, 3-2. A huge pitch coming up right here. Wouldn't expect the runner at second to be placed in motion. It's a team that has the seventh most stolen bases in the Cal League. Only other team with fewer, the Lake Elsinore Storm, they are in eighth. 3-2, a two-way. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Kenny Castillo will apply the tag. And we head to the bottom of the ninth inning here in downtown Visalia. 5, 6, and 7 do up. Jones, Castillo, Rojas. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department...
Fan favorite Drew Jones will get ready to step up to the plate here for Visalia in the bottom half of the ninth inning. A new pitcher in the ballgame for the Stockton Ports. We'll go over his numbers in just a moment. First pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Mark Adamek will be the new pitcher in the ballgame for the Ports. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. 1-0 with no outs. 5, 6, and 7 do up for the Hyde. The second pitch of the at-bat on the way. It's a check swing, and it's fouled off to the right side. 1-1. Drew Jones, Kenny Castillo, Anderson Rojas. Drew Jones leads the team in RBIs with 43 on the season. He's batting 276. 1-1 with no outs. The stare down from Adam Ake. Here's the deal to Drew Jones, and he pops that one up on the right side, retreating backwards as a second baseman, Elvis Rijo. In the end, it's going to be the right fielder, Darlin Montero, who's underneath that one for out number one. Going through the numbers for Adam Ake so far in 2024, 4-2 with a 3.86 ERA, 55 strikeouts and 16 walks through 42 innings of work. Kenny Castillo hitless in the ball game. You look at batters 6 through 9. There's only one batter with a base hit, and that is Modifi Marte, who had a single back in inning number 5. The count now 0-1 with one away. No balls and a strike with one down. The upcoming pitch to Kenny Castillo. A check swing. Does he go around? He does, and the count is now 0-2. Kenny Castillo so far on the year, 3 home runs. His most recent occurrence was against the Lake Elsinore Storm this past Sunday. 0-2 with one away. Here's the pitch home. Kenny Castillo, a swing and a foul ball. And frustration for Carlos Amaya as he's unable to hold on to that foul tip. Anderson Rojas waits on deck. There's a look at the replay. No balls and 2 strikes with 2 down. Visalia 4 hits. Stockton 4 as well. Here's a pitch home to Kenny Castillo. Does he go around? The appeal over to first. Castillo does. There's 2 down here in the inning. Second straight at bat where Kenny Castillo has struck out. And it now brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. 3-run home run yesterday from Anderson Rojas. Can he make it back-to-back games with a homer to right field and end the ball game and give Visalia their 8th walk-off win of 2024. The 2-out deal on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball 1-0. Visalia scored a run back in the first. They scored a run in the 6th inning as well. They've been held scoreless over the last 2 innings. 1-ball, no strikes, 2 away. Adam Ake, the deal home to Rojas. That one's downstairs, ball 2-0. The former Arkansas Razorback drafted in the 15th round of the 2022 MLB draft. The SEC kid. 2 balls and no strikes with 2 away. Adam Ake will stare down at Anderson Rojas. Visalia looking for their 2nd straight win. And Anderson will foul that one off to the left side of the count now 2-1. Two and one with 2 away. Visalia played 1 extra inning ball game on this past weekend against the Lake Gale Storm where they suffered a loss. A 2-1 pitch on the way. That one's bounced downstairs. Ball 3-1. Here's a look at the home run yesterday from Anderson Rojas. Turned on an inside pitch and drove it into right field, looking to do the same right here. 3-1 with 2 away. Here's the pitch home, and that one is ripped into right field for a base hit. And Anderson Rojas gets Visalia a late inning base runner right here, and it brings up Modifi Marte to the plate. See a look at the replay there. Adam Ake leaves that one in the zone, and he rips it right through the right side of the infield. Modifi Marte, 1-for-2 so far in the ball game. A single in the 6th, a ground ball in the 3rd. The 2-out pitch on the way. That one is popped directly backwards. The mask will be popped off, but it goes too far back. The count is now 0-1. Modifi Marte, 1-for-2 in the ball game. The count 0-1 with 2 away. 0-1 with two down. Here's the pitch to Marte, runner in motion, outside throw. The throw to second base is in time, and Anderson Rojas, who is top five in the California League in stolen bases, is gunned out at second, and we are heading to extra innings here on this Wednesday night. Visalia 2, Stockton 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. We move to the top half of the 10th inning. Elvis Rio showing bunt. And that one will be fouled directly backwards for strike number one. So due up here in the top half of the 10th inning, Elvis Rijo, Joseph Rodriguez, Mario Gomez, 7, 8, and 9 due up in the frame. Five Rawhide hits in the ballgame, four for Stockton. Both teams have committed an error so far in this ballgame. Rijo showing bunt once again, tries to lay down the first base line, and instead he fouls it right, and the count is now 0-2. The runner on second, the ghost runner, Carlos Amaya. He stands there after being a strikeout victim for the final out of inning number 9. 0-2 pitch on the way, that one's fouled directly backwards. Alexis Labano remains in the ballgame here for Visalia. He's the third arm used by manager D. Garner. He came in for Carlos Ray after Ray went three innings of work with two strikeouts and two walks. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Labano pauses. Here's the pitch home. A swing and a miss here. There's one down in the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So that strikeout, it will now bring up Joseph Rodriguez to the plate in a ball game where he is so far 0-for-3 on the evening. And now you wonder if they will still decide to go bunt or with that strikeout, things kind of change up on him. Alexis Labano glances at second. Here's the pitch home. And that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. For Visalia in the bottom half of the 10th inning, it'll be Modifi Marte, Jefferson Pena, Yancel Luis, 8-9-1 due up. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Labano looks at second. Here's the pitch home. Beautiful breaking ball. It's in there for a strike, 1-1. Joseph Rodriguez, last time he stepped up to the plate, he grounded into a 5-4-3 inning-ending DP back in inning number 7. 1-1 pitch on the way. Ground ball up the middle. Torino, sliding effort. Gets back up. Throw to first base in time. What a beautiful recovery by Torino. We were talking about earlier in the ballgame his ability to sacrifice his body, put his body on the line to make defensive plays. He does so right there. Two down here in the top half of the 10th inning. So with that, it now brings up Mario Gomez to the plate. A runner at third. Yansel Luis will be the most shallow infielder over at third base on the opposite side. The pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Mario Gomez is 0-for-3 in the ballgame. He's flown out twice. He's also grounded out as well. 0-1 with two-way. Heavily choked up on the piece of lumber. Here's the deal home from Lobano. That one's fouled off the body. The count now 0-2. A big pitch coming up here for Lobano. He's given up one hit now through an inning and two-thirds innings of work. He's looking to keep it so with just one more strike to go here in the top half of the 10th inning. 0-2 pitch on the way. Once again, fouled backwards. Trying to go off speed, trying to jam him up on the inside. The breaking ball fouled backwards. No balls, two strikes, two-way. Mario Gomez, the bottom of the Stockton order. 0-2, two-way. Here's the deal home. Outside, ball one, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two-way. Mario Gomez, a pair of hits yesterday, and now that pitch is upstairs for ball two, 2-2. Stockton, hit number five, would make this a one-run ball game here in the top half of the 10th inning. Two balls, two strikes, two-way. Here's the deal home. Outside, ball three, 3-2. Lobano was ahead in this count, 0-2, before throwing now three straight balls. Two of them have missed just left of the outside black. Payoff pitch on the way, outside, ball four. Runners on the corner for Stockton, brings up Clark Elliott to the plate. Clark Elliott has reached on base safely in 19 straight games. And he's looking to make it 19 times 2 right here, getting on base for the second time in this ball game. But first, Kenny Castillo will make his way from behind home plate and give the Rawhide infielder instructions. Two-two ball game here in the top half of the 10th inning. Lobano's first pitch to Elliott, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Nelson Beltran awaits on deck here for Stockton. He's 0-for-4 so far in the ballgame for the Ports. 1-0 a two-way. Here's the deal home, and that one is fouled backwards. It's now 1-1. Lobano's walk to Mario Gomez, the first walk since he's checked into the ballgame. 1-1 with two-way. Here's the pitch home. Ground ball to the left side. Torino went to cover second, and instead the ball landed left. And now the throw will be cut off, and it will be a double for Clark Elliott, an RBI base hit, and Stockton leads the ballgame 3-2. So all of a sudden, the Rawhide find themselves down by a run. That pitch low and outside, and you see Torino, he was trying to creep over to second base just in case. They will count an error on the left fielder Angel Ortiz on the slow throw in. 3-2 ball game, Stockton. Nelson Beltran at the plate. Ground ball up the middle. Lobano a field. Underhand toss to first in time. Inning will come to a conclusion, but not before the RBI base hit from Clark Elliott brings home a run for Stockton. They lead 3-2 heading into the bottom half of the 10th inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4.
Welcome back to Ride Baseball, bottom half of the 10th inning. Leading things off, Modifi Marte, Jefferson Pena, Yansel Ruiz. Marte will show bunt. He'll pull it back, and the count will now move to 1-0. Mark Adamek remains on the mound here for Stockton. He got the first two batters out of the inning before giving up a single to Anderson Rojas. Rojas would end up getting caught stealing to end the ninth, and now that pitch is outside for ball two, 2-0. Modifi Marte, 1-for-2 in the ballgame, a single, a ground out as well. He also walked back in the seventh inning. Two balls, no strikes with no outs. 3-2 ball game in the bottom of the 10th inning. Here's Adamek's pitch. Bunt sign shown by Marte. That one's fouled backwards, and the count is now 2-1. Jefferson Pena is hitless, who's on deck. Yansel Uesu is in the hole. He's hitless as well. He is 0-for-3. And now walking around in a circle here is Carlos Amaya. Maybe a jam thumb here. Maya continues to walk around in distress after the foul pitch here. As we go walk over to that first base dugout and go grab a quick chug of water real quick. So stay in the ball game here. This count remains 2-1. Take a look at that left wrist right there with the padding on it. 2-1 with no outs. Here's the pitch home to Marte. It lays down the bunt, and it lands foul. So the count is out 2-2. Modifi Marte drew a walk back in the seventh inning. The second time he got on base in this ball game, and now Adamek, after the foul pitch, will have to step back on the rubber and get ready to do battle once again. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Marte will show bunt once again. Adamek will glance at second. Here's the deal home. Outside ball three, 3-2. Visalia has left a base runner on base in four of the last five innings so far in this ballgame. 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Meanwhile, for Stockton, 1-for-7. Payoff pitch on the way. Upstairs, ball four. Marte draws the walk and brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. And Now Jefferson Pena will step up to the plate. Would likely think a bunt would still be intact here, so you can advance both runners into scoring position right now. Yancel Ruiz waits on deck. Here's the deal home. Outside, it's going to be a wild pitch. Two runners in scoring position, and all of a sudden, Jefferson Pena can now swing for the fences. Huge wild pitch right here. On top of that, you got the fastest base runner on this Rawhide team, Anderson Rojas, over at third base. Three-two ball game here in the bottom of the 10th. Visalia looking for a crucial second win of this series. One ball, no strikes with no outs. Runners on second and third. Here's the pitch inside. Ball two, 2-0. Pena looking for his first hit of the ball game. He does have a walk-off so far in this season. One of seven Rawhide walk-off wins. It was a sack fly to center field. 2-0 pitch on the way. Up the middle. One run will come home to score. Being waved home is Modifi Marte. Unable to scoop it up. And Visalia, eighth walk-off win of the season, is the second straight win of the series. And Visalia wins. Final score, 4-3 in 10 innings of work. Second walk-off win of the season for Jefferson Pena, right up the middle of the infield. It was tried to be scooped up by the center fielder, Joseph Rodriguez. By the time the ball landed in his glove, it was dropped, and that is the final here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide, four runs, six hits, two errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, three runs, five hits, and one error. Visalia, two straight wins to open up this series. Tomorrow night, a 6:30 first pitch as we get ready to roll towards the weekend. As we get ready to sign off here on MyTV 53, post-game coverage coming up next at VisaliaRawhide.com. Until we talk again, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.
Misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. The Rawhide victorious here on this Wednesday night as they defeat the Stockton Ports, final score 4-3. And let's go through this ball game from the start. Visalia would be the first one to get on the board in the bottom half of the first inning thanks to a pair of hits, one from Demetrio Crisantes, one from Angel Ortiz. It would be an RBI single from Angel Ortiz that would score Demetrio Crisantes from second base. And at the end of one inning of work, Visalia led this ball game 1-0. However, in the top half of the second inning, Stockton would respond with a run of their own. It would be Carlos Amaya, a solo home run, his first homer in a single-A uniform, tying up the ballgame 1-1, just his second RBI of the season through 17 games of action. Then in the top of the fourth inning, Stockton adds on another run thanks to a single from Carlos Amaya and then a double from Elvis Rijo. It's an RBI base hit, and at the end of four innings of work, Stockton led this ballgame 2-1. Then in the bottom of the sixth inning, Visalia would tack on a run in the bottom of the sixth thanks to a sack fly from Dimitro Crisantes. Dimitro finished this ball game 2-for-3 with a double and a single as well. Visalia would try to tie up the ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning. However, Anderson Rojas would be caught stealing at second base. Then in the top half of the 10th inning, the Stockton Ports, they add on a run thanks to an RBI single from Clark Elliott. However, in the bottom half of the 10th inning, Modifi Morte draws a walk. One batter later, Jefferson Pena, a two-run RBI single, and Visalia clinches game two of the six-game series. Final score, 4-3. And the Rawhide now find themselves on a two-game winning streak in the first 2 days of the series. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's game three of the six-game set. Visalia victorious on this Wednesday night, 4-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. The Rawhide are victorious on this Wednesday night. Final score 4-3. And Justin, let's go through the California Lake scoreboard.
Yes, Joey, the Lake Elsinore Storm visiting the Fresno Grizzlies have a 2-5 deficit in the top of the eighth inning. You look at Inland Empire, they are top 14-3 over the Modesto Nuts in the top of the seventh. And then you'll look at San Jose and Joey Rancho Cucamonga. They bounce back to get a win against San Jose 4-3 in Rancho. So there's a big win for Rancho Cucamonga, and now that adds a lot more to the South Division.
Yeah, so Visalia will stay two games back as a result of the Rancho win. And with Lake Elsinore currently trailing against Fresno, if they can't find a way to rally, it will result in Lake Elsinore being one game back. So Rancho will have sole possession of first place heading into tomorrow's game threes of action. Meanwhile, for Visalia, tomorrow night it'll be Adonis Perez on the mound for Visalia. It'll be the final southpaw of the series before we go to the weekend, where it'll be three straight right-handers, and you got to be happy with what you've seen from Visalia here in these first two games.
Yeah, Joey, the Rawhide have really found their offense clicking. You saw six hits yesterday, six hits today as well, so now the Rawhide have some things going. You talk about Adonis Perez coming into the ballgame tomorrow. He's the most seasoned pitcher in the bullpen for the Rawhide, 75 innings of work, and he leads the entire team on the mound in that category. So, Joey, hopefully the Southpaw can do some good things, and we've seen good things from Southpaw so far in the first two games of this series. Just what a great play there by Jefferson Pena. Now, for Joey, for tomorrow's game, it's just going to be have to do the same things that you've been doing so far, continuing your offense and finding things that have been clicking. And really, Joey, some only thing I could think about that was not some good things in this ballgame is Yancel Luis and Christopher Torin, 1-2 in this lineup, not getting a hit today, something uncharacteristic.
Yeah, two of those guys combined 0-for-6 in today's ballgame, so that's definitely something you would like to see more of. But Visalia's second hit with runners in scoring position was a crucial one. 2-for-4 on the night. It was a two-run RBI single from Jefferson Pena, giving Visalia a 4-3 win against the Stockton Ports. Getting ready for tomorrow's ballgame. It'll be a 6:30 first pitch. Justin and I will be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. Final score tonight, Visalia, 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, 3 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher tonight, Alexis Lobato. Mark Adamy with the losing pitcher. He falls to 4-3 in front of a crowd of 1,333 fans. It took us 2 hours and 25 minutes to play today's ball game. We'll be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. tomorrow night, and until we talk then, alongside Justin Brown, I'm Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.